Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, well, well.
is Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. May there be peace and a word of reconciliation and the peace revealed to you this day, this blessed Shabbat day the Most High has declared for the blessing of His people. That we all seek Him according to the fullness of a pure and perfect word. For nothing less, my brothers and sisters, nothing less than all His people. I said all His people. Worshiping Him in the time He has declared. Reverent for the fact that He has declared that all His people must seek all His pure and perfect will. Nothing less than that, my brothers and sisters. I said nothing less. Nothing less. Is a true Shabbat unto the One Most High, that all who would seek Him in this precious time, I said, let all who would seek Him in this precious time be free. Yes, indeed. Be free here to seek the Most High. Nothing lacking, my brothers and sisters. No pollutions added. Only a pure and perfect word is acceptable before the Most High, and only a pure and perfect word ever has ever been. You must know it, my brothers and sisters. There's only one, I repeat, there's only one justice. Only one standard Most High counts viable unto Himself. Only one standard. Most High, my brothers and sisters, says is fair. Only one standard, my brother and sister, will ever bring peace. Only one standard that is eternal. All else, my brothers and sisters, I said all else, being the result of a fall, my brothers and sisters could never, ever be in all things pleasing unto Yah. Thank the Most High, indeed, for every year that He brings near. This is Edim Yah. The Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Yes, thankful to the Most High. The opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me. That for His cause, have some very, very important, I said very, very important things for the Most High that I must do. And I pray for all that would praise Him, that they come to an understanding. But the Most High has the right. Yes, He does. He has the right to make of His clay. He being the potter has a right to make of His clay whatever He will. I can only ask and pray the Most High to turn the minds and the hearts of men, knowing that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no one understands, no one comprehends my brothers and sisters. No one comprehends. No one recognizes the preciousness of the Master's word, but by the Spirit of the One Most High. No one recognizes the urgency that is in the Master's words, but by the Spirit of the One Most High. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, the Most High teaches. What is true reverence for Him? The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, again, He's told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me. I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. I said yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, please with me. Consider these things and discern what has been the course of mankind. Most High from the beginning declared to mankind and created for mankind peace. Declared to him the way of peace. Showed him the way of dominion. True to the Most High. True to his design. True to his desire. Something has occurred, my brothers and sisters. Something occurred. Set man on an evil course. Very few have discerned how to return back. Somebody came in, my brothers and sisters, having no reverence for the Most High's creator. No reverence for the Most High as the owner of all that he has created. Like having, seeing that a township has, give you an example. Say a township is started by someone, okay? Right now, just consider that this is a township someone has begun. And he owns everything in the town. Somebody comes in, after this one someone already has the city store. Let's put it that way. Okay? Somebody comes in and sets up another business. Begins to employ people in competition with the city owner's business, city owner's store. Someone else comes in still after that. Sets up another business, another store. But the city owner is the one who owns all the land. Everything in the city. More and more people keep on coming in, starting up other businesses unto themselves. Men begin to be, men who come into a part of that city seek to be and have been in some cases employed by another. After a while, my brothers and sisters, you have people not cooperative in that city, but you have people upholding whatever employer they perceive has given them a job, who they thought was viable unto a reward. Well, think about it this way, my brothers and sisters. After a while, you have no more cooperation in that city. All you have is cooperation. Let's just say, all you have after a while, no longer cooperation, but contentions. I said no longer cooperation, but contentions and competition between various entities in that city. Some saying one is fairer after variant orientations and ideals than the other. One saying that one's product is better than the other. Well, think about it this way, my brothers and sisters. In this world, Most High already told man from the beginning the way of life. He told him that there would be, ultimately, there could be peace only after the one way the Most High declared from the beginning. Someone else came in, my brothers and sisters, and got men to serve after another course, telling them that they would still have life and that they, if they followed after the way of another, they would not die. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, only one employer has the power to grant eternal life. Only one employer has promised to give eternal life and can give eternal life and peace to those who serve him. But everybody else somehow has claimed, amazingly enough, to be true. Strangely, claimed to be true in some way to that initial owner. But they're all in competition against him. I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Shall man think he shall be saved, made whole, at peace, worthy unto a kingdom of peace, true to the holy name? Shall they say they should be saved as true to the holy name, when in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, man has sought to contradict, pollute, and destroy him unto whom the name belongs? Shall man be saved by the holy name, that he would pollute, destroy, profane, misrepresent, antagonize? I say it's time for man to think again, my brothers and sisters. How many ages has it been, in the course of so much time, that the Most High has called men to return to him, even unto him, unto the only way of peace? But man, in so many cases, would not listen, and refusing to recognize what indeed is the grace and the gift, the mercy of the Most High, that man might transcend all his contentions and that he might have peace. Men have argued instead against the Most High, been merciless against the call of Yah, merciless against his name, merciless, my brothers and sisters, desirous so often, each man for his own reasons and ambitions. Men, my brothers and sisters, have mercilessly sought to dissuade one another, never to return to the only hope of peace and life. I think so often, my brothers and sisters, about those scriptures in Isaiah 65, how he called out all day long to a rebellious people. Let us think about it, my brothers and sisters, from the context of how the Most High sees it. I can even tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to look at the book of Jacob. It's called James. And the scripture there that says that the Most High, there will in his day surely, there should be no mercy upon those who show no mercy. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, what it means. One scripture says it this way: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yah more than burnt offering. Meaning, I pray that you will hear me. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the mercy of Yah, his kindness, is that he would reveal himself. I said that he would reveal himself to his people, that they not be left subject to all who would utterly exploit to destroy them. Most High would reveal to his people, my brothers and sisters, if they were willing to hear it, how to see beyond the pretenders who, for all they seem to offer, could never bring forth life, peace, nor happiness. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern what those scriptures mean in Isaiah 65, which says, because when I called, you did not answer. And when I spoke, I did not listen. What does scripture say concerning this? He said, because so many would not listen, he said he would deliver them to the sword. In other words, it shall be discerned the difference between the righteous and the wicked. between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. I'm talking about Isaiah 65. I'm talking about Malachi 3rd chapter. Remember what I told you before about those scriptures talking about what I just said about Most High offers mankind the way of peace. Man in so many ways, seeing another way as if it were viable, has chosen not to listen. What about Malachi 3rd chapter? You need to read around 3:13 or so, and talks about how man's words have been stout, arrogant against the Most High. How about even merciless against the Most High? Man desires mercy, but he sees himself worthy of mercy being merciless. Something is desperately wrong. Man saying that the wicked are well set up. Wicked, the lawless. Say that they're well set up. Saying that they could tempt the Most High. The wicked contempts the Most High. The lawless contempt the Most High. Say that you shall yet be delivered. Earlier in the same chapter, it talks about those who, go back a little further to 2:17. It talks about those who tell the people they can walk after whatever way they will. And the Most High will still delight in such. Well, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says this word to believe, this word has been taught by man, as if man has desired to believe that every wicked way in which he moves, it will still be acceptable to the Most High. Scripture says Messiah must come suddenly as a judge to prove otherwise. The book of Jude speaks the same. Talk about men perverting the grace of the gift of the Most High. That they fall away from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Scripture talks about Messiah coming in the last days to convince men that he discerned beyond this massive ungodliness. All these things, my brothers and sisters, need to be considered. Because I can only tell you, Judgment Day approaches. And unlike 2,000 years ago, Judgment Day comes to bring an end to disease. It comes to bring an end to illusion. And my brothers and sisters, those who will not learn swiftly what is necessary to be called again will consider the Most High truly righteous. Many will not have another chance. So I seriously petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, since he has told me directly that nobody discerns to receive the Master's word, that pure and perfect word, beyond all the contradictions of man. But by the Holy Spirit, I pray the Most High would shower down his spirit to open the eyes of those would be true to him as his people. I want you to think about these things, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to just kind of relate a few simple concepts and move on. A lot to talk about tonight. Most High said that he called forth Abraham, that those who believed as he did after a pure and perfect faith might be constituent toward the blessing, the reconciliation of all nations under the will of one. Most High told Abraham to walk after him, even the Most High himself. He didn't say any other. He told him to seek the perfect will of the one Most High. He told him that alone is a covenant. I spoke about this on last evening, and I would have you to consider. As much as that is true, the Most High gave Abraham a covenant after a pure and perfect word. The truth is, my brothers and sisters, Most High never said that there would be a covenant unto him after a multitude of diverse standards. Rome, my brothers and sisters, I said Rome, being a polytheist government. Therefore, before the Most High, a lawless government, in that they declared a multitude of pluralist standards rather than the will of one, has always despised. I said has always despised the Holy Covenant. Daniel 11 said that's exactly what they would do. They hate the idea about the covenant of the Most High being unto those and only those who seek the one Most High, and I mean seek his pure, perfect will, they might be redeemed from all the variant ideals of the nations. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations, convert all nations. That means convert them beyond every imperfect, partial, and polluted standard of this world. Every partial and polluted political, social, national, cultural, and religious fallen standard. That all, knowing the one justice, and there is only one, might have peace. Think about it. Only one justice, but you got 45,000 denominations out here calling themselves believers, calling themselves Christians. Wow. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The very fact that men use a Greek word to define themselves as believers in the anointed one of Israel lets you know that something is desperately wrong. You have a Greco-Roman word after the ideals of many polytheist nations. And men somehow have chosen to just simply presume that of the many diverse standards in this world, that the one that they've trusted has somehow been the viable one. But brothers and sisters, those who truly care seek far beyond what is ordinary in this world. One scripture tells us well in 1 Corinthians 3:18. If any man consider himself wise in this world, and wise after the multitude of diverse standards of this world, say, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. No one should presume himself wise after any of the various standards of this world. In fact, the scriptures tell us when Messiah appears, he's going to rebuke them all as falling short. So the scripture says, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time when the Most High sends his Messiah to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Then shall every man know how to honor him. Many of my brothers and sisters, rather than men being satisfied and presuming, falling for the snares of those who would make a name for themselves, we should have been willing to seek all the more. Seeing all these contradictions that exist in the world, the Most High told me if I could look at these contradictions and believe they are work of his spirit, he told me I couldn't be a disciple unto him. But my brothers and sisters, if one is content with a multitude of contradictions, believing that they are somehow the will of the one Most High, what is it, my brothers and sisters, that inspires him or drives him? For absolute discretion, practically there is nothing. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, if a man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is the work of the Holy Spirit, what does he think the purpose of the Holy Spirit is? To preserve a multitude of lives? I would tell whoever would believe such, my brothers and sisters, to think again. I would admonish you greatly to think again, for the Holy Spirit rebukes all sin, rebukes all divisions. The Holy Spirit declares a pure and perfect word. It rebukes all the fallen standards of man. By no means, my brothers and sisters, can the Holy Spirit, being aware of the greater righteousness of Yah, commend any of the lesser standards that men have appealed. After which, as I said, men seeking to make a name for themselves have sought complicity, the complicity of others, after so much fatal flattery. And most have not discerned, my brothers, is just how treacherous men such as this have been. Why do I say treacherous? Like I said, some 45,000 so-called claimant denominations of Christianity in this world. Across 280-plus nations, and some 19 major world religions. Wow. But there's only one justice. Shall we refuse to acknowledge that somebody has lied? When you realize that there's been a whole lot of lying going on, then, my brothers and sisters, if you are the friends or can be counted among the friends of the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, seeking that his name not be profaned, you would seek the greater truth, my brothers and sisters. So often in this world is ignored. I could tell you about many a truth, my brothers and sisters, that are written in Scripture. Look at my website, hiddengospel.com, and discover. And many truths, my brothers and sisters, that are written. The Most High told folks in advance that their leaders, not seeking to be reproved, the multitude of their injustices and misrepresentations, would not tell. Granted the opportunity to see the missing links, my brothers and sisters, would you seek these things, or would you choose to ignore? For what reason would you ignore? Shall a man say that scriptures are not true, which say, if a man dies without the law, he perishes without the law? Meaning, if a man does not know, he perishes not knowing the way of peace, how shall they be called viable under the kingdom of peace? Sai gave the first command, saying, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Shall have no other gods before him. Learn to love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, ultimately that you might love one another. Meaning that every man seeking the pure, perfect will of Yah would bring about one understanding, so there be no contentions among men. Everyone is obligated, my brothers and sisters, as his brother's keeper in a tribal society, as Israel was, and will be discerned again. It's the duty of each one, my brothers and sisters, to seek the whole, pure, perfect will of one Most High, one King. That all my brothers and sisters preserving the way, the one way of the one kingdom, might preserve also the favor of the Most High under continual peace, under continual blessing. I will say to you now, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not have it in their hearts, I said whoever does not have it in their hearts to seek that pure, perfect word, to maintain that peace, it's counted very much, my brothers and sisters, not only unworthy of the kingdom of peace, but in very many ways, my brothers and sisters, like all those who, through the course of ages, when the Most High sought to show man the way to return, men resisting, have been counted, my brothers and sisters, not only in those who insult the grace and the mercy of the Most High, but those who are also, my brothers and sisters, treacherously merciless. Even merciless murderers against the hope of peace in mankind. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern indeed what is the reality. I think about scriptures like these, my brothers and sisters. Consider. One scripture says, Messiah is the end of the law to those who believe. And I've said it so many times. The Messiah gave his life to be Lord of both the dead and the living. Read the 14th chapter of Romans, and it talks about what is required that we see beyond a multitude of disputations, meaning that the disputations of man walking after his flesh, is what must be overcome. The Greeks use the same word for law as with regard to all their polytheist false gods and rulers. They use that same word for law for both their polytheist regimes and the law of the Most High. So many did not discern that it's the law of man, the diverse institutionalities of man that must be cast aside for man to come true, become true again unto the will. I said, for man to become true again unto the pure, perfect will of the One. How shall man, my brothers and sisters, have peace if all are constantly argumentative against the one will of him who is and shall be called the Prince of Peace? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. When the scriptures actually say, the Apostle Shaul in the 10th chapter, he said, a great desire for Israel, they might be saved. He's talking about people already scattered across the nations. He wanted his people to become one again, beyond all provocations, beyond all false rule. And he talked about many had the law, but did not seek it by faith. In other words, did not seek it by faith in full reverence for the will of one, but were double-minded, like you find in the book of Jacob, they call James. were double-minded, seeking to perceive the law after the variant rudiments of men. Variant misrules of men. The Apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire, Israel, they might be saved, because many, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, seek to establish their own righteousness, not knowing, not receiving, even refusing the righteousness of Yah, refusing to seek all his will, having a great zeal, but not for full discretion, what that word actually means. Seek to establish their own righteousness, therefore do not submit to the righteousness of Yah, for to what pleases the Most High. But think about it, what that scripture really means, when it says, Messiah is the end of the law for those who believe. What it means is that he is the end of all worldly contentions for those who believe, knowing that he is the rule and the power of Yah. That's what you find also in 1 Corinthians, in the third chapter, second and third chapter. It means Messiah is the end of man trusting in the variant, pluralist, double-minded, treacherously unjust standard of the many. Has man forgotten that as his allegiance, his oath unto the Most High, that he must uphold allegiance to the Most High first and foremost? If man ever finds, whenever man finds, that variant standards he has upheld falls short of what the Most High is pleased with, he must realize that his duty is still to keep the perfect will of Yah. Book of Jacob, they called James, said to Israel, scattered among the nations, among the multitude of provocations. He said to his people Israel, and I repeat, he said, though we be scattered among a multitude of provocations, he said, we must remember that the Most High requires of our faith and our perseverance, our patience, that we still unto him must bring forth the perfect work. He didn't say double-mindedness after the will of the nations would ever be favored by him. He said, if you like that perfect discretion of his will, that you do not lie against him. He said, we must ask him for wisdom. For he says, the double-minded man who is satisfied, get my point, with contradictions and contentions. Most I said that man is unstable in all his ways. I think about the scriptures in the book of Jacob that also talk about how every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness and the shadow of change, meaning that his word is exactly that, pure and perfect word, not impressionable, not changeable, not destabilized or dissuaded in any way after the variant ideals of man, which is why the book of Jacob also reads about how in the judgment it shall be that the grass withers and the flower fades and all flesh is as the grass. Meaning, according to the scripture we find in Isaiah 40, that whatever standards of man are the result of the flesh will be cast down, my brothers and sisters, and exposed and humiliated as unjust. Because man walking after his flesh walks after what seeks to appease man rather than the one Most High. So think about how merciless it is, my brothers and sisters. Think about how merciless it is. The book of Jacob also speaks about that. They call it James. It talks about those who in any way would be partial in the law, very much what's written also in Malachi. It talks about there'll be no mercy upon them who show no mercy. Meaning that if we seek or do not seek the fullness of divine will, we not only reject the mercy, the grace, the gift, the favor of the Most High, but acting as misexamples, seeking to appease ourselves, or for that matter, crippling or stifling the word of the Most High, seeking to applaud or gain the favor of the unjust. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures call that absolutely merciless, even murderous and treacherous. For again, my brothers and sisters, how many ages, how many years has it been But the Most High has cried out to his people, return unto me. Return unto the way of peace. But man, seeing himself as having had an advantage under the employ of another who could never bring forth life, never bring forth peace, has refused to return and hear. As I said to you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures call that activity stout and arrogant, insulting against the Most High. The scripture said the day will come. His people will discern the difference. The world will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And he said, my brothers and sisters, that the day that comes will cause all the wicked to be stubble, ashes on the soles of the feet of the righteous. And the day that he does this, for my brothers and sisters, there will come in that day the word, the healing word of one who is called the Son of Righteousness that arises. Yes, it is Messiah that it speaks of. He reveals the light the world would obscure. And my brothers and sisters, reveals the light to cast out all the darkness, or exposes every form of proliferated ignorance. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that ignorance, desire to maintain ignorance against the knowledge of Yah, gains the favor of the Most High? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. For those who love him upon hearing his word, rejoice to hear it. Even if it means that they must submit themselves to it, because it grants them an opportunity to be a blessing to their brother. It grants them an opportunity to be a blessing unto the Holy Name. And those who love the Most High, and I say, my brothers and sisters, and the scripture says you must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. You must love his cause even more than you love your own soul. It's for his cause, my brothers and sisters, that we're willing to submit ourselves to surrender every day, that we might be truly found worthy of his name beyond every misorientation of man. What I would have mankind to understand, and I petition for it often, is that men understand, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, that day of judgment, man's not going to have a lot of time to make up his mind. For those who would not believe, refuse to accept the truth, well, quite frankly, Most High says he's going to remove the disease. He's going to remove the malady. He's going to remove whatever it is that acts to cause men to be contentious one against another, believing they are wise after what is unwise. Because he must, my brothers and sisters, bring forth very shortly in that time the way of peace, that his people might have indeed peace. Who's ready to understand it? Like I said before, Romans 9th chapter is actually saying Messiah is the hope of peace, the end of man's contention for those who believe. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said, you are my friends if you do everything that I commanded you? In other words, there would be all would be friends, having a mutual friend, if they sought to do all that he commanded. But how many have understood, my brothers and sisters, the implications of this? Think about what the scriptures really mean. He is the beginning of peace to those who believe. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have not believed that peace comes only by complicity after the will of one. For all were true, my brothers and sisters. All the Most High declares, all sought to be true to all the Most High declared, and sought the support of one another, and sought to support one another to discern what is that pure, perfect will. Recognizing we all have an obligation to be the best we can possibly be unto the restoration of what indeed is a holy covenant in this world, preparing for the day of Messiah who declares that holiness. All recognize their obligation unto a holy community of brothers and sisters. So much of the illusion that has snared the minds of men would be no more. You ever stop to consider there's a reason why the scripture says it will come to pass in the last days that all those who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered? And that scripture comes from Joel 2:32. It's written in Romans 10 as well. But it says, and in Jerusalem, in the city of peace, shall there be deliverance to the women whom the Most High has called. Have they, my brothers and sisters, told you that there's no peace after a multitude of partial and polluted standards? That means he calls his people to a place where one standard will rule over all. That all must be converted unto the one will, or the one Most High, according to all that from the beginning he declared. He never said that anything else, my brothers and sisters, was that unto which he calls his people, that they might be saved, or even worthy to be preserved. I know it sounds hard, but it's kind of like looking at something someone said and repeat it. He was not with me as against me. Most High says he wants to bring forth peace. He wants to bring forth perfect harmony. And whoever is not for the fullness of what is necessary to bring it to bear is against that harmony and peace. And my brothers and sisters, he did not say he would preserve anything that would antagonize his people in the day that he would give them a land in which they should dwell securely. So I say, blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, will understand it. But those scriptures mean, finally, when we read from the 9th, 10th, 11th chapters of Romans, and we talk about that 11th chapter, 25th to 27th verse. It talks about the day when man will all have the same covenant with the one Most High. That's what it meant when say all Israel might be saved. How about all shall have the same covenant? Messiah turns his people away from all ways of ungodliness. Gathers his people again, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one. For he says blindness, not just blindness, my brothers and sisters. With regard to the ways of the Most High, but blindness, not even discerning, that in so many ways, the ways of the various rulers after which Israel has been scattered have been treacherous. Blind to the devilish nature of those who would slight man the opportunity to discern the way to finally be made whole. He said, the Messiah comes, according to Isaiah 44th chapter, he's going to expose all the ways of the wicked. He's going to expose all the foolish ways of the man, Isaiah 44, Isaiah 11, all these scriptures speak the same. 2 Thessalonians says all these variant, unjust ways that have entered the church must all be exposed as well, saying that that's all latter-day prophecy. He said when he turns men aside from all the ungodliness, as a deliverer comes to deliver out of Zion, who comes out of Zion to deliver his people, Zion. He says, then, my brothers and sisters, shall Israel be saved. When they all have the same covenant with him. How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, with all this word, that there's some 45,000 denominations and people just are willing to just simply say that someone who is subject to anything that just simply calls upon the name of the Most High according to the designs of men is sufficient for a world to be one? 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, each one saying about how they, each one believes that its doctrines are superior to the other. And the fact of the matter is all of them have ignored some very precious truths, and the scripture says they have. It's those who by faith, my brothers and sisters, then discern the need to find out what is missing and return to that which we found worthy. Call the people of the Most High. You must understand. Messiah is the end. It shows the way. The end of all contentions. He shows the way of the one peace, the way of one justice to those who believe in him. But not all, it says in Romans, have heard the truth of this gospel. So faith has to come by hearing a word from the Most High. Meaning that if man is falling short of understanding what it is to do all the Most High has commanded, then all humanity must humbly prepare and look for the day when the world indeed will be, at least all Israel and those who will be found true to that name, will be converted under the will of one, that all have the same covenant, that there might indeed be salvation, there might be preservation. But the Most High by no means is going to preserve a contentiously divided people. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has said that a people who seek a city of peace, one standard, are those who will be called on, one who will be found worthy unto salvation. From the past and the last days, all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. They call upon the Most High, they have to call upon one standard, one peace, and sit in Jerusalem where he sets his throne. Should there be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called? We're going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, again, please understand what that scripture means. Since a multitude of contentious standards is only debate and doubt, seeing beyond all those multitude of contentious standards is indeed a gift from the Most High. For faith comes by hearing, a word from the Most High. And he said, the spirit of truth the world would not receive. Those who will be satisfied with the multitude of contentions, what good is it they ask the Most High at all that they be taught, when the end result that they would still believe that a multitude of contentions would be acceptable unto him? Didn't Malachi say the Messiah will come to expose that premise? But you have governments and empires that talk about religious freedom. They sanction and give license to all manner of diverse devices. And people believe that because the system supports so many differences, that the Most High will be pleased with them. I want you to think again about the concept of Constantine, what he said. And I want you to think about the various governing institutions of man today. Constantine, a false believer, actually a pagan sun worshiper, who said he was a Christian before men. A few weeks before his death, he said, "I pray that whatever God be God, he will grant me favor, because I've granted his worship," he said, "in my kingdom." Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, how seeking to cover all bases, as if the Most High is not one. Variant systems of this world, even the present government we're here in, right here in the U.S., has said that it will have favor, supposedly, because it is sanctioned worship of all many differing devices which have seemed wise to men. Saying that peace comes because men don't directly see themselves particularly as provoked in their belief. The system compromises with a multitude of differences. And men haven't discerned, my brothers and sisters, how all they've done. It's created a mongrel lying machination that by no means is true to the will of one. As they say, God bless America. Which God? You can't say that the Most High is all the variances that state and men uphold. And expect to receive favor. What did the book of Jacob, they call James, say? They're not the double-minded man. How about the double-minded belief system, a nation? Think that in his double-mindedness, it is counted stable to receive anything from Yah. In the day of judgment, my brothers and sisters, whatever has flattered mankind to believe a multitude of illusions must be cast down. Just simply the way it is. Last evening I spoke about the scriptures in Isaiah 30. It says, "What are those who take counsel but not from the Most High?" Talking about in time of judgment. It's always been true, but especially at that time. It's the will of those who take counsel, but he said not from him. Those who want to simply add sin to sin, corruption on top of corruption, looking for allegiances in their injustice, like systems of man do. Group says the end result of this will only be confusion. He said, I told you in advance this worship is in vain. I'm talking about Isaiah 30. Scripture says because he called them false son because they despised his word of peace. Trusted in oppression. Trusted in contention. Despised the word of the Most High, trusted in oppressive and contentious. Reverse, conflicting word. He says this iniquity shall be to you as a sudden breaking of a high wall. Its fall comes suddenly at an instant, like the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. How about without mercy? Anything, my brothers and sisters, that would work to keep the people indiscriminate, not discerning the pure will of Yah, is merciless, even a murderer, against every human soul. And there's no reason for such as this, my brothers and sisters, to be found worthy. No way that something like that could ever be found worthy under a kingdom that, in discerning a way, again, the way of righteousness, is called to never again forget. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 50, particularly. How about going back to 48:22? No peace to the lawless, says my Yah. Says it to a people who swore by the name of the Most High, swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. It says there's no peace. There will be no peace to the lawless. There's no peace in lawlessness. It's lawless not to know the law of the one. For everyone to make his own concept of a law, no covenant at all. Isaiah 50, 10 through 11, it says, whoever there is among you who would serve the Most High, who would be a servant, if he has no light, or let's just say does not discern that pure and perfect word that serves Yah, let him trust in one who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim. And the conscience the Most High has given him. Why don't your leaders tell you about Isaiah 49, speaking of Messiah coming forth, saying, listen to me, O house, hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Made my mouth like a sharp sword, chosen him to reveal his glory. In other words, made his word a defining guiding line. Discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. The pure and perfect word that discerns whether men prefer righteousness or unrighteousness. Ultimately, to discern who are the people who are worthy. Worthy to be brought back to him. For a true people unto the Most High, a true people, discerning what is righteousness, will turn toward righteousness. I will seek certainly to exceed every illusion that only seems to be the greater light. Understand what I'm saying to you. Isaiah, in the 50th chapter, ultimately, is saying the same thing that's actually said in Isaiah 60, it's also said in Isaiah 9. Those who dwell in darkness have seen a great light. It talks about those seeing that great light must come to the prince, one who is called, we call the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 6, it said, when that light appears, the nation that does not turn toward that light will perish. Isaiah 9, after, like I said, Isaiah 8 going into 9, talks about, at that time, every allegiance. That's what it's really speaking of. Wherever allegiance is man has had to varying contentions in the earth. All those allegiance and all those garments that show such allegiance must be burning in fuel for fire. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, exactly what the scriptures say in Daniel 2:44. Most High says, amidst all these kings, we'll cast them all down because he's going to establish one kingdom that shall dissolve all the other kingdoms and allegiances to all other kings. And the kingdom that he establishes shall never be left to another people, shall never be divided by another kingdom. But that kingdom that shall break in pieces and dissolve all of the kingdoms, that is the kingdom that shall endure forever. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no eternal life in the provocative systems of man. Gospel went forth to tell of a polytheistically divided world. There's no peace, my brothers and sisters, after the perverse contentions of any one of them. Who, my brothers and sisters, knows that since the kingdom of Yah is not established in the earth, there's a greater righteousness yet to be pursued? And it's so easy, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, for man to fall short of the glory, fall short of what is honorable. Man loses sight of any part of any commandment of the Most High. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, he can be beguiled to serve after the will of a devilish other. Unless he seeks the Most High, and the Most High finds favor in his petitions to show him where the world is lacking, man still remains, in so many ways, a slave overcome by the world, rather than having find the greater light to overcome all its illusions. Let me see if I can use the scripture in Isaiah 50, 10 through 11 again. The scripture says, man finds that he lacks light, let him trust in that one whom the Most High sends in his name, that the man might be saved, made one, be preserved. Ultimately, that will of one. Because quite frankly, Numbers 24 says that when that one comes, he's going to expose every other allegiance, every other kingdom. And even that he will destroy whoever seeks to preserve any of the corruptions of every other system and be an obstacle against the people of the Most High becoming one. So understand what those scriptures are saying. He says, if anyone seeks to walk in the spark, the presumptuousnesses that this world is kindled. I said the fleeting, flickering light. I did not say eternal light. If any man seeks to walk after the fleeting, flickering light that seems to be wisdom, while man walks in darkness. The scripture says Messiah himself will say to them, this they will have of his hand, that they will lie down in sorrow. I repeat again, my brothers and sisters, it is a horrendous thing to be found among those when the Most High offers an opportunity to see the truth. Man insults the only opportunity he has toward life. One scripture says, if a man sin willfully or insults the Most High, if a man sins willfully or insults the Most High in the knowledge of the truth, he said, if he does this after receiving the knowledge of the truth, says no more sacrifice to be offered for his sins. What can atone for a man's sin when he only chooses to remain in his sin? He chooses to maintain and preserve fallen standards as if they were wise to exalt himself, even to the disdain of the One Most High. I say again, my brothers and sisters, should any man seek to be saved in the name of him whose name he would pollute and insult? So man, my brothers and sisters, expect to be made whole after a standard that he has created and denial of him who set the standard. I think it's time we wake up. In fact, I know it is. Like I said, the gospel went forth to tell a polytheistically divided and confused world that there's no peace after the diverse contentions of man. But man hasn't always believed that truth, hasn't proven yet that he's fully willing to believe that truth, because men are still willing to hold a multitude of polytheist standards in the name of the One Most High. Let me tell you something. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. In so many ways, this world has been very treacherous against the name of the Most High. Why do I say this? Because those who are lawless and would rob and defile and defame the name of the Most High have been so treacherous as if to misrepresent the Holy One of Israel, even the Shashashah King of Kings, Savior that he sends. Attaching his name to so many illusions. That think about it, the result of this multitude of illusions and contentions is going to be warfare. So they made the Prince of Peace to seem a warmonger, even a defender of all the diverse contentions of man, after which there could be no peace. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 59? The way of peace men have not known. Why? Because they believe that compromise after a multitude of corrupt standards is a way to end the warfare. All it does, my brothers and sisters, allows warfare to fester. Because in so many ways, men, as soon as they get a chance, would seek to, if you will, knock off whoever is presently in power to set up another power, their own. And my brothers and sisters, I can only say while the cats have been away, the mice have played. And while the cats have been away, the rats, my brothers and sisters, played a very nasty game upon all mankind. And they sit back and said, Messiah looks upon all these contentious, conflicting, devilish, warmongerous, competitive ways in which there's no cooperation, and says he's delighted in such. Why do you think it is, my brothers and sisters? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, don't let my word be twisted after the will of another. Why do you think he said to all the nations that they must all be converted after the pure, perfect will of one, if all these contentions are after man's self-righteousness, whatever acceptable to him? Why do you think the scriptures talk about Messiah has to call his people from the midst of all these variant forms of sin, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious? Why do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says his people can only be blessed if they're willing to accept, beyond all diverse willingness, the fullness of the testimony of the Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all, let's just say, errant and ignorant standards of man, confused standards of man that have left men beguiled to stand in support of devils. Like I said, Most High already told folks what is the way. Men come up with their own, call them godly, and seek to cause others to follow to a false god. And men who have made it their avocation, their job to do such a thing, many have not realized just how treacherously devilish and murderous such men as this have been. Brothers and sisters, it's time to see beyond surface. I can only tell you that the scripture says Messiah will come with a word like a sharp two-edged sword, a pure and perfect word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. That means they teach false, foolish, deceptive, rather than perceptive testimonies. How do you watch out for somebody who teaches a fallen testimony? You seek the greater testimony. Because he said many will come in that day. Say, did we not in your name preach? You said, tell them to keep away from me, you who work injustice, less than what is righteous. We said, let you who work iniquity, lawlessness, less than what is lawful. Iniquity, inequity, unfairness, injustice, less than the forms of what he declared. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When did men ever think that being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit does not avow a man to seek and do everything that the Most High declared? Think about it. Must be a lot of counterfeit baptisms out there. Because if all the institutions of man did teach purely everything the Most High said must be preached. All these multitude of institutions could not multiply. All these multitude of their various institutions could not break into the multitude of schisms that they have at the end of the day. Still, none of them teaching you such things as what the early church was truly founded upon in this expectation. Not telling you, my brothers and sisters, about the secret city prophecies. Hey, we couldn't tell you the real meaning of the seven seals. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, about the commands of the Most High and what they really mean, that they can't tell you. Because if they did, they'd have to tell you how they had a long history of functioning after another spirit. Why might I say that? Messiah sent forth his apostles, anointed in the Holy Spirit to teach all things, no lie in it, to reprove all the nations of all their injustice, and all might truly be one. And all these institutions say they baptize unto this name, they say they've been anointed in this name, but they preach after the authority of another. My brothers and sisters, only those who are willing to see and will understand that this has not been justice have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to become disciples under the Most High, that he might show them better. Because as long as women are willing to sit back and rebuke the Most High whenever he tries to tell them what is wiser, men have just replicated age after age why it is that so few ever really hear or discern the greater truth. Here, my brothers and sisters, I think it's an absolute shame that the Prince of Peace has been called someone who sanctions everything that has denied the world peace since the dawn of the fall. The Messiah will have to come certainly to set the record straight. Like I said, the book of Jude says he will come and convince men that so much of what they have believed has only been ungodliness. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, not everybody's going to be prepared to deal with how he rebukes that sin. People's oppressed, my brothers and sisters, when offered opportunity to progress in social status. I think it's amazing how this also has happened. That people often, especially who have been oppressed, disenfranchised, and offered an opportunity to progress in what is called social status. Hey, progress after the systems of this world. Some of them may begin, many begin, but some of them do, saying after having been oppressed that they want to see a better world. But they find that the wicked that are already in power so often are obstacles that aren't easily pushed or won't easily allow themselves to be pushed from performing business as usual. And these demand progress on their own already established terms. But there are some, my brothers and sisters, who begin to understand and the system seeks to bribe them, that at the end of the day, so many have taken the bribe, rather than being champions against injustice, they become men who also maintain the injustice. I just heard somebody the other day talk about somebody who, I could call names, who, not that long ago, had a bit of fame, but he was suddenly offered much in the context of monetary gain and position that he was offered, and he now has. And after gaining that much monetary gain, having been bribed, let's just say he doesn't want to offend anyone that before he might have, because now he has to protect his job. Brothers and sisters, how many times does it happen? I can't tell you about how many times I've seen people myself. I'm saying, well, I've seen this since I was a child. I've seen people who stood up on their soapboxes and campaigned against all kind of injustice till finally the system offered them a bribe and they chose to take it. All of a sudden, they're no longer on their soapboxes. When will one come, a brother and sister who's truly faithful, knowing that the kind of peace and justice the Most High wants for this world can never ever occur until those who stand against justice seeking to exalt their own unrighteousness are no more. Scripture says the Most High has promised that he would bring forth a faithful ally, one who will not be turned back, who will not take the bribe, and will deliver his people, and will stand for justice. Read Isaiah 45, my brothers and sisters, and find out who the scriptures are speaking of when it speaks of this one he calls his anointed. I will tell you, that indeed is who Yeshua is. But the system we live in would prefer you never know that. So that rather than you are looking to those prophecies to set out to prepare for the Savior, will not be twisted in mind the thought of conviction to go after injustice. But friends, you never know what those prophecies are about concerning him, so you never know what to expect. If they took away from you the expectation, my brothers and sisters, then they took away from you the faith. They've kept so many to believe, my brothers and sisters, that all these unjust systems will continue forever, even in the judgment, as if they had no sin. Well, my brothers and sisters, they are the sin. For these false expectations taught by all these multitude of different systems or defy man ever becoming true to the Most High when so many people, seeing these institutions, seek to defend and uphold them, oftentimes refusing to see and hear the greater righteousness of the eye that's for the good of all. If any institution, my brothers and sisters, can cause a people not to be true to what's necessary that they become again a just people, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, that's not Israel. That's the Moab, the Babylon. All the other nations, the scripture said, seeking to support and maintain themselves, have been obstacles against peace on earth. And again, I tell you again, the scriptures say concerning them all, I say the scriptures say concerning them all, for the Most High will destroy whatever will survive of those who seek to maintain any of these illusions. Whatever, my brothers and sisters, will not be cleansed of the disease is a disease carrier. And the Most High says he wants a healing. I pray that the hearts of men will be open to understand. Most High says this world will be reclaimed unto justice. It's his justice beyond all the lesser standards the men uphold. And the restoration of that knowledge shall end all the carnal, fleshly, self-righteous, reprobate, undisciplined, unholy designs, the fakers and the misrepresentations, which entice to beguile the flesh unto what was so long has been continual, irreverent provocations. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. What does Messiah say? Watch out for those who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to fully do or teach and declare what is fully the will of the Father. Just like I said, watch out for false prophets, it means watch out for false testimony, false preaching. Fallen preaching, that we're not consider all that the Most High has declared. The only way you can do that, you have to seek the truth, and brothers and sisters, they wouldn't tell you. Again, on my website, hiddengospel.com, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise. Articles like that, my brothers and sisters, tell you about those missing pieces that the scripture said that the treacherous rulers will never teach. Shall man seek not to discern these things? And in seeking not to discern these things, think he will not too be counted among the treacherous? My brothers and sisters, what scripture said, because you spied this word and you trusted in oppression, he said all who would do this he called false sons. He said their breaking would be as the breaking of a potter's vessel, because claiming to be sons, they only contaminate, destroy, and disease others. Judgment day, my brothers and sisters, comes. I just simply pray that those will be wise enough to understand the wisdom in the words they hear tonight. It might perform an exercise upon their souls and their minds to realize there's so much more for the Most High that needs to be discerned beyond all these worldly provocations. How much more precious, my brothers and sisters, I just have to say it. There's a ministry that would teach you these things when others would not. So much more, my brothers and sisters, could be understood if only there were more voices to speak them. Like I said, for ages, as the Most High sought to show mankind the one way of peace. Beyond every other allegiance is after which men have fallen. Beyond all those who have robbed lands of resources and taken the lands and abused them, claiming authority over whoever was born into those territories. For ages is the Most High sought to show man beyond all these cheaters. Yet men, being bribed by men, have mercilessly insulted the grace, the gift, and the knowledge of the One Most High, despised His righteousness, believing, after what appears to be blessing in the earth, that they should be blessed in the kingdom of the One Most High. Like I said, Book of Yaakov, pretty much says the same thing as so many other scriptures. Let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from you. If a break one law is guilty as to the whole law. That means the law of the kingdom is that we all seek the pure, perfect truth for the good of all. That the Most High be exalted, not lied against. And the scriptures definitely there call it merciless on the part of all who reject or cause men to be turned aside from the mercy that is the knowledge of what is the law of Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'll just look at it for a second. Book of James, Yaakov. 2:10, whoever should keep the whole law, yet offend in one point, is guilty of all. Is the law of Yah kept while men seek to constantly break it into pieces according to their own designs? Is that lawfulness or is that lawlessness? For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet you still kill, you're still a transgressor of the law. The law is still, must be all that it is. To transgress the law is to deny it in any part of its fullness. Say, so speak ye, and so do, as they that should be judged by the law of liberty. The law that liberates man from all injustice. For he shall have no mercy. For he shall have judgment without mercy, it says in James 2:13. He shall have judgment without mercy upon those who show no mercy. And those who are merciful, my brothers and sisters, rejoice. They put down some text judgment. But those who be merciful, rejoice against all that would divide mankind. They put down here judgment, but it means true mercy. Thankful to the Most High for his knowledge. Rejoices in the wisdom that heals mankind beyond all that brings forth condemnation, a multitude of curses and division. The man says he has faith in Yah, the will of one. And he seeks to deny, if you will, the mechanics or the devices, the precepts of faith. Can a faith against the fullness of righteousness save him? Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. I got a lot of things I need to talk about here, but you know, I'm looking at the time that is left. And I see there needs to be maybe a reiteration of this message. And I intend to do so, Yah willing, perhaps this next Shabbat evening. But there's so much here about these concepts that it needs to be much more in-depth explained. I can only ask the question, shall men forever hate the peace and the peacemaker? Shall men hate the law of the Most High that requires that all revere unto one respect, one reverence, one peace, and one love? And expect to be kind with
90 seconds.
Despise the way of peace, the kingdom. And expect to be worthy unto such a holy community. Like I said, my brothers, you need to understand something. This is a lawless system strives at lawlessness. Lawlessness seems forever lawful. And has even sought to establish such fallen standards as a religion, as a multitude of diverse religions. And only, my brothers and sisters,
60 seconds.
Who the Most High grants of his spirit to discern what it means, when Scripture says he will teach all things, discern wherein the system has been lacking. Messiah said, pray that you be able to escape the things that are going to come to pass upon earth. How many understand the things that are about to happen upon earth, my brothers and sisters? Is the wrath of the Most High against all those who will preserve any form of injustice? And it never said that people are going to be up in the sky while it's happening. Pray that you be able to escape it. The wrath that befalls those who resist justice.
10 seconds.
He didn't say he would seal anyone but those who seek the fullness of his will. Tell me, you got about 10 seconds left. Wish I had more time. Well, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters. To the might, honor, and praise, the one Most High always. Hallelujah. Now, thank you all again. Shabbat shalom. Thank you all again for listening. I don't know how long we're going to still yet have, but I see a caller at 6:10. Maybe Blog Talk might allow a few minutes to speak a little bit longer. And those
yes,
who don't
sir,
hear it tonight
sir.
Might hear it in the archives. Yes, caller, Shabbat Shalom to you. Maybe you have a few questions. Maybe something we can, with your question, enlighten those who are listening. Used to enlighten
shalom,
those who are listening.
Shalom.
Shalom to you, sir.
Shalom. My phone is echoing, but I'm used to that every time I motorphone with you, man. So I mean,
I know what this is. Okay, great. Good to hear you again.
Right. I'm all right, man. I moved from that area I was in, New York. So, but I'm still in the U.S. for now. But doing a lot better, I feel. And I've been catching up with a couple of the archive episodes. That's good, to the grace of God. And I seen one of the pictures in one of the episodes you had there about the painting that was found in the catacombs of Rome.
Oh, okay. Found that. Good. Oh, that's on the web to be found. I wish that they had some more, let's just say, high-definition photos, but for some reason they don't have to be there. We know the cameras exist. They just haven't put them up on the web as high-definition as they could be.
I was real surprised to see that the guy actually... He looked like me. So I'm not sure if that was an accurate depiction or description of a Christ-like figure, or where it was him, Christ, where it appeared to be Christ standing with like seven other disciples.
Uh-huh.
And it was very interesting because I didn't expect any type of records or anything like that to be preserved.
You're talking about the one that I put up on the show when you first opened up the splash screen?
Yeah.
That one, you found that one.
Yeah, and then I looked it up in Google, and then I seen that like I read the history on it, and I was like, okay, pretty neat. That was pretty neat. And that's the question. I always got some questions. But I think I'm going to focus on more of those and then just, because I know there's the Secret City Prophecies, I'll do some research there as well. So, yeah.
All I can tell people is that it's there. Now, what they choose to do with it, well, I just say it's going to determine the life or death of many a soul. I just pray that people hearing these things will and seeing these
things. I need
things.
Help, man. I need some help. Basically, I'm like in this twilight zone, and it's like I know a lot that's going on. They know a lot of stuff as far as, you know, parallel dimensions and how things should actually be operating, but I understand the power of God. So anything that I'm in right now can be reversed and restored, but the thing is that there's also things that are occurring on a global scale, and there's a battle that needs to be fought and all this stuff, things that need to be rebuked in order for balance to be maintained. So I just, the environment I'm in is difficult for me. I'm not going to say that I have to try, but I want to be able to, like, fast more. Well, when I was in a project over there, it was difficult for me to do that, but I hope more of my consciousness is freed up so I can be able to...
I can only tell you, sir, that I petition constantly, and I know that those whom the Most High choose to use, He will supply. All I can tell you is how much I petitioned, especially in the last few days, for the awakening of the souls, the capacity of men to understand what needs again to be understood. I can only tell you that after petitioning, I got a couple of signs that the Most High was pleased, and I asked for another, and He gave me two more. I just simply say to those who have a heart to hear now, well, let's just say they have a much more, let's just say much greater opportunity to be heard by a listening ear. But let your petitions be pure.
Right. They are always. Just need some more clarity on it, because
I tell you what. Let's see. You're not in the chat right now, are you?
No, I'm walking.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me see if I can do something here. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'll put both of us on a private conversation here, maybe. Let's see if I can do that.